You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Diana O'Carroll. And we're joined today by microbiologist Rich Bowden and marine scientist and ecologist Paul Tyler. We're talking about life in places which are hard to reach. And got a great question here for you, Rich. I guess this one is ideal for you, because Silverwing Benoit, who's listening to us in Second Life, says, can bacteria that live on radioisotopes help to eliminate or break down radiation? I guess this is relevant because of what's going on in Japan.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, it's not really my field. They don't actually break down the isotope. The isotope naturally decays, and then the bacteria harness the energy from that rather than the bacteria forcing the decay to happen. It will still happen at its natural rate.
Although some people say that it's possible to use microbes to either sequester radioisotopes into insoluble forms, pose less threat, or to break down things which are in a radioactive form that's harder to clean up into one that's easier to clean up.
Yeah, mineralisation of radioisotopes has been, such as uranium compounds, can be done by thiobacilli, for example. They will oxidise the uranium into an insoluble form, which is much easier to remove from solution, for example. It's been used in biomining.